This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to What I Consider. What I Consider. Come on, the next moment. Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always say it, I mean it sincerely. Get involved, get engaged, do something. Really do something. You know, when you really think about what's going on around you, and you say, what am I going to do? I mean, many of you say that to me. You send me emails all the time and say, you know, what am I supposed to do about it? I'm one person. Well, you can do plenty. No, really, you could do plenty. And the way you do plenty is you get informed, you get engaged, and you go after or you deal with or you work within that thing that turns you on, so to speak. The one that you have a passion for, whether it's education or, you know, I've got a friend of mine that loves water. He loves water issues. So he ran into one, then he got on the water board in his town, making sure that the city has good, clean water, adequate water to make sure that, you know, everybody gets a drink, and yet everybody gets to fill their pools at the same time. There are changes you can make all over the place that make your city just a little bit better. And it isn't that hard, seriously. All right. You know, I'm always pounding on, joking about dealing with our young people. Because it's real frustrating. They're all over the place to begin with. And then on top of that, when it comes to social issues, I don't know if your parents just did a lousy job in training them up. Or the schools did a great job in indoctrinating them. I don't know. I don't know you. But you know, a third of the people, not just kids, a third of the people under 35 are in favor of abolishing the police. A third of people under 35, anybody home? In favor of, what are they doing that they don't want the cops around for? And those aren't a majority of minority neighborhoods, because minority neighborhoods want more police coverage. 36% of millennials, they want to try communism. Plenty of places we can send them. I think those are the ones we should put on a plane and send somewhere. To where they're practicing it. And most of it is because they have no knowledge of communism. Notice they say they want to try it. Which means they have absolutely no knowledge of communism, where they've used it before, or any of that to speak of. It ain't right. That's where our education systems have failed big time. You know, maybe some of you that might be listening, mommy's making you listen, maybe some of you should get off those electronic devices of yours. Stop using the phone to pump information at you. Notice I said at you. And get some real info. I'd say sit back and watch documentaries, but I've watched a few that I knew were wrong. Stop feeding yourself that electronic garbage. Look, it's great to see something funny on there, a funny meme, a quick funny clip. There's some pretty cute stuff on there that's hilarious. But that phone should be a tool. Use it to look things up, to get information. And don't believe everything you see on it either. But they're not tools. These kids especially get locked into. If you're prone to addiction, you'll get locked into. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do any of that. Seriously. But I want you to think about the parents' job, whether they failed or not, when you have 36% of these millennials who want to try communism. That's bad. That means they truly don't understand or know what it is. Not socialism, mind you. Communism. You know, I saw this... who sent me this? Yeah, it doesn't matter. So I see this story the other day, where somebody sent it to me, and I don't remember why they did it originally. It was great. And you know how I love to deal with... just the crazy stuff there. So, who is this lady? Oh, there you go. Ireland Baldwin. Now, the title is, in her recent pictures, she oozes body confidence in her animal print bikini, which is what every dad wants to see his daughter in, don't you think? But the thing that's really funny about this, she's about naked. And look, I'm not trying to sit here being a prude. But isn't it interesting? They say she oozes body confidence, right? Every male dog is interested in seeing her half naked. But where's the confidence? Can we just be real about this stuff? Just because you've got features that every man wants to see and you don't have any problem laying them out there for those men to see doesn't mean you have confidence. You got pride in the wrong things. This is a show, Medea's Family Reunion. I know, don't laugh at me, but I love that whole series. Anyway, but this is seen in there where one of the black female matriarchs is speaking to the rest of the family. And she says, you are so, as she was walking to the certain area to talk to the rest of the family or to check out, she says, you are so much more than your gyrating hips, than your tight. She went through this whole thing. And we have taught our kids today, it's about their looks. It's about what they look like. It's about what they can attract to themselves. How many people they can get to look at them. I saw plenty of pretty women on the beach who didn't even know what planet they were on. No, thank you. So we'll see your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Can I, couple of nitwits?
More than nothing. Okay, I mean, you guys sit around. Look, I you guys know I'm on school board here in my area, and I am amazed at the misinformation that I see about the school board based on somebody saying something that they believe to be truth, and all of a sudden you have 30 or 35 comments on something that's total falsehood. So I started jumping in and saying, okay, here's the reality. Here's what the law says. Here's what said coach says. And it has cut that down. I never did that before because I just didn't want to get sucked in on the garbage. But some of you out there do have two brain cells to rub together. You do have IQ numbers that actually have two digits in them. You got to engage. You got to get involved. You got to let people know what's going on. Here's somebody that I know. He has two brain cells rubbed together for sure. Scott Hounsell joins me, and Scott is a contributor to Red State, redstate.com. He's also a former campaign and public affairs consultant. And with a flair for the sarcastic, no kidding.
A little bit.
I would have never got that from you.
Pretty much.
So we were talking during a break about a piece you wrote that had to do with we're all the good Democrats. And some of our close friends would say, oh, there's no good Democrats. Why do you even say that? But you and I have known each other for a long time. We've had Democrats that were good friends. Mm-hmm. That, no exaggeration, we probably agreed with 95% of the things that are going on mm-hmm. out there. And then it was that little area that we didn't, but we still could have a beer together or have lunch mm-hmm. together or have you. Those days are gone.
Right. It used to be that there was a problem and we had different ways of fixing that problem.
Right.
Now it's that we have a problem and we are blaming each other for it. And we aren't looking for solutions, we're looking to place blame and again it's most of the Democrats don't really have plans besides feelings. And so one of the issues that I keep going back to is, where are all the good Dems? Where are the ones that are going to step up and say, I don't like the direction my party's going in. I don't like this progressive march to the left, and you know, to Western socialism. I'm out.
I just did a story before you got here, and a third of the people under 35 in this country, I'm not, you know, they want to abolish the police. Not defund, not reimagine. They actually want to abolish the police department. 36% of millennials, they want to try communism. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, what did we do wrong? If 36% of millennials, which are younger people, what did their parents tell them? What do they know about communism? Did they really have an understanding of what communism has done in the world?
You know, it's funny, and this is something, it's actually, I'm giving you a preview to my column on Sunday.
Ooh.
And that is, how absolutely delusionally, these sociopaths have to be to believe that a economic system, which has consistently failed every single time it has been implemented, and that somehow they're going to get it right.
Scott, if you've heard these people, and you have, that's because it's never been done right.
Right. The argument always boils down to that's not real socialism, or that wasn't real communism.
Right. Implemented. It was. I always say, what do you mean it was implemented improperly? They didn't kill enough people on the front end?
Right.
Really, what? And the socialism, communism, there's only one group of people, one class of people that maintain and have money and have nice places to live.
Right.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. Hey, do you know what happened to the 900,000 jobs we were supposed to have in the first 100 days of Joey B's?
Yeah, the problem is that the Democrats have also offered too much social benefits.
Yep.
And as a result, people just don't want to work. Why would you go to work if you're going to make $600 more than you were making working?
Well, yesterday there was a massive uptick in the quote unquote the Affordable Care Act, right?
I mean,
many, many more people signed up for Obamacare as we know it. So you've got people jumping on Obamacare, which has been reworked so the premiums are less, and you are subsidized by you and I. And on top of what you just said a minute ago, you know, a waitress, and I'm not belittling waitresses, but you know, a waitress can take home here in California $600-$700 a week, plus you get your medical insurance. Why be on your feet all day?
Right.
Right?
Right. That's again going back to the fact that some of these restaurants you're talking about labor-intensive jobs where you're talking about cleaners and waitresses and cooks and the people that run this country and these employers can't get them out to work.
No. No, a lot of them are talking about how they're trying to reopen, there's things they're trying to do, but they can't get it done because, to your point, they can't get people to come back to work.
Yeah, universal basic income would work, right?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, this is just a clinic on what UBI will be like.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's hilarious. You and I, you know, we're in this stuff on a daily basis. You see it coming. You it's called all different names, but you know exactly what it is when you get down to brass tacks, and they're trying to see how they can pull it off. Yeah, you get Zuckerberg. I mean, I actually, one of my pages was pulled in the middle of me making fun of him for wanting to do this. I said, well, you know what? If he thinks it'll work, he can grab the state of California. He can start paying everybody here. He's got it in his cookie jar.
Right.
Right? And see how it plays out for him. It's real simple to say that with other people's money.
He could turn Menlo Park into a commune.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just half joking, but who's stopping him? What I hate about the Democrats is they always are looking for government to enact something, when in reality, all they have to do is do it themselves.
Yep.
Oh, I think we need to give more money to poor people. Okay, right after you, bro.
Right.
Like
they hate when you do that. You know? Right. When you say to them, look, if you think we should pay more taxes, and you're a millionaire, I think millionaires pay more taxes. Have you checked the line where it says, I like to give more money to the government? Have you done that?
Right.
And to what tune?
Right. And that's exactly what I'm getting back to, is that the vast majority of people like you and I do give heavily to charity. I mean, over 10% of my income every year goes to charitable organizations, churches, that sort of stuff. So, I mean, I'm really, you know, into this stuff. Sure. Meanwhile, if you ask the average Dem how much they give, I would venture a guess it's under 5%.
I'm afraid to do the okay sign because I might get shut down, but you're right. I mean, seriously, when you talk with them, they a lot of times they won't even answer you. But when you look at the tax returns for some of our elected officials, they don't. I mean, Democrat elected, they don't give a lot of money to charity.
Of course not.
They talk about it all the time, but they don't give a lot of money to charity.
I mean, again, you go back to guys like Bernie Sanders who talk about equality and everything else. When that guy was on a commune in the 70s, they kicked him off because he wasn't doing any work. I mean, this guy is the poster child of exactly what's wrong with socialism, and yet everyone wants to follow him on the left. I just don't understand it.
Of course he thinks it's wonderful, though. To your point, he has, I don't know exactly how many years, but I think it was 4 years or 5 years, where he actually worked for a nonprofit and drove it into the ground.
Right.
That was the only job that he ever had that he had to work for a paycheck.
Right. Or his wife's school that she screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at everything that down the line that Bernie Sanders, quote-unquote, represents, and we look at his life, and it's a complete hypocrisy.
Yes, it is. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Scott Hounsell after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Around 266,000 jobs were added in April. It's a big drop from the March numbers and a surprise to some economists. President Biden says, even with the lower report, the rescue plan is beginning to work.
Today's report just underscores, in my view, how vital the actions we're taking are. Checks to people who are hurting, support for small businesses, for child care and school reopening, support to help families put food on the table. Our efforts are starting to work, but the climb is steep, and we still have a long way to go.
A Huntsville, Alabama police officer has been found guilty of murder in the shooting death of a suicidal man who was holding a gun to his own head. William Darby argued that he shot Jeffrey Parker because he feared for the lives of others who were there. Another officer testified against him, saying Parker didn't pose a threat. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Live on complexity to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send an email to joe@therealside.com if you have something to say. Otherwise, you know, hop up and sign up for the newsletters. We do a newsletter every week. It's not a big deal. I don't inundate you with stuff. I don't like to read a lot of things either, so I wouldn't expect you to do it as well. But it's a way for you to get informed and have a clue as to what's going on. I've asked Scott Hounsell to join me. Scott is a former campaign, a public affairs consultant with a flair for the sarcastic. That's a part about that old definition I like, is you have a flair for the sarcastic, which is so true. And you have to be in that business.
Right.
You really
right.
do.
Right.
You know? You know? So listen, yesterday was, I don't know if you were aware of this, but yesterday was the National Day of Prayer.
Right.
And, you know, every year the president, you know, he comes out with a proclamation and talks a little bit about George Washington and the Almighty and the providence we had. There seemed to be a little spin yesterday on Joe Biden's. Apparently we've gone back to the gods of Mount Olympus, the gods of social justice, the gods of the climate emergency.
Right.
I mean, not a word, not one comment about the Almighty, not one comment about a greater power. It was all centered around us.
Right.
Surprised?
I'm not at all. And again, it the left is a cult. They're a cult of culture. They're a cult of we want things a certain way, and we're not going to accept it. So whether or not like you believe in a God is irrelevant. If you're bowing your knee to something, in this particular case, whether it's climate change policy. Or, you know, social justice fights and all the rest of it. If you're bowing your knee to that, that's your worship. Mm-hmm. That's your idols. That's your God. And people forget that, like, the left is a cult. Cults are just, their religion is social justice.
Oh, no, you're right. Democrats, it is their religion. And not that Republicans are perfect, but for us, it's a club we belong to.
Right.
Right?
Well, we get our morals from Judeo-Christian ethic. That is, whether you're Christian or Jew, whatever it may be, you believe that your morals are founded in Scripture, in the commandments, in the examples that Christ set for us, those sorts of things. That's how we center our moral compass.
Right.
They center their moral compass depending upon whatever way society decides it's going to go.
Sure. Whichever the way the wind is blowing for the moment.
Right.
You're exactly right. So I've been on this mantra for about 6 weeks now. And not that I just came to the realization, but I just kind of put it all together in my head and watched what was going down. And I was talking about this earlier today. The Dems need a race war slash bloodbath. And what's really been solidifying it for me as of late is the whites need not apply mantra. You're looking at the Midwest, and I was talking to somebody about this in the last hour, where white farmers need not apply for money, only black farmers and or women farmers. And I was saying to myself, shows you how out of touch these people are, first of all, with the farming community. There are not black farmers and white farmers.
Right.
There are farmers.
Right.
They help each other out.
Right.
And that kind of stuff. And this is going to, in and of itself, it's going to cause race wars between different groups. Do you agree?
Well, look what the left has done as of late. Because it used to be whites and Asians and you know, other minorities over here on this other side.
Right.
And so two different groups that would be, but what they tried to do is they tried to separate whites from Asians with this narrative that this there's this huge increase in Asian violence, which, by the way, is primarily perpetrated by other minorities. But they don't want to talk about that. They want to make it into this is Trump's America and this is white supremacy and all the rest of it. And what it really comes down to is that what they want is unrest, because unrest requires a solution. And their solution for that unrest is always and unequivocally more government.
You know, funny, you brought up, you know, this is Trump's America. It was interesting that when Obama first got in office, anything that was negative was Bush's fault.
Right.
Anything that was positive was because of what he implemented. When Trump first got in office and was saying, look what they left me, look what they did, and you and I were doing the same thing, you know, look what they did to this guy, the Dems and the left kept saying, oh, no, Trump is president now. It's all about him.
Right.
So my comment now would be, oh, no. To your own words and your own reasoning, Biden is president now. It's all in, well, I don't know, Kamala? Susan Rice, I mean, I don't really know who's president.
Right. I mean, at this point, first off, that's definitely of a concern as Joe Biden's mental fortitude. But the issue that I see primarily here is the different views that we have of America.
Yes, sir.
You and I believe that America is the greatest country on the face of the planet, despite the fact that we still have problems.
Yep.
Okay, we're not saying the country's perfect. Dems believe the country is inherently evil. Did we do bad things in the past? Absolutely and unequivocally. Does that mean that we have to forever change our lives for people who didn't engage in that behavior? But to the left, there'll never be a point where they go, okay, we're good now. Reparations, we're good. Nothing that we don't need anything else. It'll always be a continuing fight on the left to try to make it about we need more, we want more, we deserve more, and we're going to take more if you don't give it to us.
Well, this comes back to what I originally started with, right? We're the good Dems, because there are Dems that fought for this country, fought for the freedom that this country has, you know? And you listen to the Democrat Party today, there is no redeeming factor for this country, not a one. We've not done anything good.
Or look what they do to the Dems that do stand up.
Yes.
I mean, Tulsi Gabbard got ridden out of the Democrat Party on a log.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't want that, well, Trump can do some good things. To them, Trump was inherently evil in his totality.
Yeah.
And Tulsi came out and said, well, he does some things that are right. I think some of these things he did were good. And the left lost their minds.
Oh, yeah.
Look what they do to Joe Manchin when he agrees with the Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
Again, talk about cultic. This is a cult. If you leave the cult, I mean, look at what look at Scientology and what it does to former members.
Oh yeah.
I mean, is there really much difference between that and the Democrat Party?
No, they are. They are. You know, I always say the same thing too. You step away from religion for a second, and I always say, you know what? The mafia has got nothing on the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats have got this thing down cold. And you look at what they do and how they operate, and even now, with all the information that they're getting from the general public, they don't care.
Right.
They this is where they're going. You don't matter. And I don't know if I've decided that they're going to do as much damage over the next 2 years because they know they're going to lose it, or they're oblivious to what's happening, and they're still going to do this because they think this is what's best.
They think that, like, remember, Joe Biden won by a smaller margin than Trump won 2016.
Right. Overall, yeah.
Overall. Yeah. Because, yes, there were additional votes, and he got 81 million. We've heard this over and over and over again. However, If you really break down the electoral vote, he won by less of a margin than Trump. So they think that this 81 million number is a mandate. But the 81 million is primarily in these liberal oases that are all throughout the different coasts, yep. You know? And they don't want to accept that the fact that their policies have failed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at California. Name something that California does right.
We're doing wonderful, don't you know that?
All right,
Newsom will tell you that, and so will the rest.
Right. It's literally fiddling while Rome burns. I mean, it to be that delusional.
Yeah.
Like, we're 47th in the nation in education. We are one of the highest states in the country for poverty.
Yeah.
What are they doing right here?
To your comment about education, you know, and again, you know, I'm on a school board. We have more mandates and we deal with more social issues in the state than academic issues.
Right.
Think about that.
Right.
Right. The new education being pushed down isn't how to make math better or English or history better. It's about equity among the classes.
Or preparing these children to be adults. Part
yes.
of the reason why we have the generation of complete a-holes that is running around is because we never sat down with them and said, life isn't fair. Life sucks.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Some things aren't equal. But that means you just got to pull yourself up and work that much harder. No one said that to them.
No.
It's the AYSO generation that everyone gets a trophy, everyone wins, everyone gets the pizza party at the end of the year. It's never reserved for the people that succeed any longer.
No, one of the local school districts out here 10 years ago, I was at a meeting for a whole different reason, and I'm sitting there, and I hear one of the board members say, we really need to discuss this issue of using red pens to mark up papers. Because it makes the kids feel bad. They feel less human. And I was like, oh my God, we're in so much trouble. Gotta go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously. So if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
So get involved, get engaged. Like I always love to say, do something. Most of you guys are hanging out doing nothing. You know, if you really believe that you can do nothing, then you're not paying attention. You're not watching as to what's going on. It doesn't take that much to make a change. It takes constant effort, but it really doesn't take that much. Not as much as some of you people think it does. So if you would just get involved, get engaged, get informed, because many of you come forward and you're uninformed, you don't know what your rights are or are not. Like I was, Sean and I were just talking about it during the break, about those parents in, I think it was it Arizona, or wherever it was, where they took over the school board. And that sounds cool, and it sounds wonderful, and it sounds all of that, but it's not how it works, and it's definitely not how it works in every state. Scott Hounsell joins me. He's a former campaign and public affairs consultant with a flair for the sarcastic and a contributor to Red State. Head over to redstate.com. Not now, after the show. A lot of good stuff over there that you can read. A lot of real, you know, the one thing I'll give Red State for real, I've known Kerry Davis for a long time. You have too. And you've got real journalists there. You guys even know how to spell. You know, I read some of these other places and go, wait a minute, I'm the worst guy in the world when it comes to spelling, and these people can't get it. But it's true. I think you guys do a great job at bringing the truth forward, making sure you have facts and that kind of thing. So I've got to give you kudos there, as they say.
Appreciate that. We're quite proud of the team we've put together. To be perfectly frank, when I was at Red State in 2017, not the greatest place, not the greatest environment. I've always felt like I was just kind of like a aggregator. Hey, go just write your stories. And I was not really given much freedom. And the new iteration of Red State, if we have a story and we want to chase it down and we want to work on it, or we have an opinion piece we want to write, As long as we're not saying anything that's untrue,
right,
and we can back everything up with a source, then go for it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the way they are. And it's a very cool environment.
Well, it's the way it should be. It's, you know, I mean, everybody has a different thing that you know, they're interested in and want to chase down and want to hunt down. And that's why you need different journalists working on different issues and items and topics. That's what brings people to the paper, so to speak. And not to bring up a rival, but I think that's part of what Epoch Times is good at, is that they are honing in on certain things that people are interested in, don't know enough about, and you're probably one of, you know, between the two of you and maybe one or two other publications, it's the only place you can get the truth, really, the
right.
real truth.
Right. And, so. And again, that's something that we're very proud of over there. And again, it's about kind of creating a lifestyle ability. People can come and get any type of content. Three stories I wrote yesterday. Two of them were, one was about the Dodgers, and the other one was about Star Wars. So we can write all about anything.
We're all over the place, right?
Right. So, but we can write about anything we want. I mean, it's a very cool environment, and as long as we're informing people and entertaining people, we're ready to go.
Well, we were talking about Caitlyn Jenner earlier. And where do you think the recall goes? First of all, does he get recalled?
I don't think he does.
Really?
Because I don't think that we're going to unify behind one Republican candidate. So because there won't be an alternative to vote in, like there was with Schwarzenegger, it'll be that he walks through.
You don't think the pole dancer will get on this time?
No.
No. What was there, 116 people? There's like a ridiculous amount
it's
of people.
Just, and, but I mean, everyone with the delusion that they're going to be governor. I had lunch with another political friend today, and he was talking about the list of delusional people that are like, oh, I'm running for governor. And it's like, not really, but best of luck to you.
Well, your name's going to be on the ballot. But,
right.
You know.
Enjoy your 1,500 votes statewide.
Well, yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know how much money it is to get on the ballot, but, you know, that and whatever, that's just craziness. But. And some people do it for PR. I get it, you know,
right.
All of that. But no, you're right. It's one of the arguments you and I, we've talked about this, whether it's local, county or state races, where we Republicans, we don't recruit early. We don't set up. We don't strategize. The Dems are in it for the long game. And the one I always bring up, which I know puts a bad taste in people's mouth, is, you know, Stacey Abrams didn't show up on a Tuesday and say, I'm running for governor tomorrow.
Right.
She has been working this for a decade.
Right.
And we've been oblivious. We show up with people a year before, 6 months, 8 months before.
Right.
I mean, no disrespect to John Cox, but where's he been the last couple of years?
It to me, it's, again, goes back to the fact of just how disconnected Republicans are from the actual electorate. I mean, you look at, like, for instance, you remember when the guy by the first name of Tony ran for Congress here a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
And he, literally 3 weeks before the election, he parachutes into some Hispanic community and does tacos with Tony, and he thinks that that's minority outreach. that qualifies as minority outreach. No, we got to go talk to him about jobs and education and family,
yeah,
and these things that matter to them.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping in with a taco truck, they're going to come and eat your tacos, and then they're going to go vote Dem.
Yeah.
Until we can convince the electorate that we have better issues and better ideas and better solutions to the problems we face, we're going to continue to lose.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, it's no different than what the Dems do in the black community, right? I mean,
right.
You don't see them there till election time.
Right.
You know, I grew up in Boston, in a heavy Italian section of Boston. I never saw the mayor, okay? I never saw the Senate, you know, senatorial candidates except during election time. And they came down and they walked through the main street. They frequented some of the restaurants to taste the fares there. And then you never saw them again.
Right.
So what makes us any different? I mean, especially here in California, I've got people, I was on a show this morning out of Houston. And they asked me the same, you know, questions about Jenner. That's your only chance. I said, well, isn't it sad that our only chance is a transgender female that has never been involved in politics and really doesn't understand how the process works?
It goes back to the fact that the electorate, by and large, is uneducated. And until we start educating voters about the real issues we're facing, I mean, it's like a paper bag that's set up upside down, and if you put your hand down on it, a nail is going to stick through your hand. Democrats and most Democrat voters complain about the problems, the paper bag, and they, when they go to swat at them by voting for Democrats, they end up with a nail in their hand.
Yeah.
And then they complain for 2 years about the problem, and then they walk right back into that voting booth and vote the same way again.
We were talking about last time you were on the show. We were talking about some of the numbers in Arizona and Pennsylvania and other places like that. And I thought it was really interesting. The Dems are screaming foul in Arizona right now. And they don't like the process. Stay with me for a second, because I know you're going to start laughing. So they don't like the process. They feel it's a sham and it's a fake. And I said, really? We have cameras all around the place. We have three people at every table they're counting. We have sheriffs and officials everywhere hanging out and watching.
Transparency.
Things are wide open.
Transparency.
Right? That's fake.
Right.
But putting cardboard up in the windows, pushing people 50 to 60 feet back behind the table.
Rolling suitcases right? of ballots in after they send everyone home.
That is
home.
An honest and open process.
Right.
I am using a different dictionary, apparently.
Right.
Right? And now the DOJ is going to go in and investigate the process.
Right. And, of course, they're going to find something wrong with it, because just like the DOJ was weaponized under Obama, it's going to be weaponized under Biden and Harris.
Yeah.
And they're going to weaponize it to go after the people that they feel are a threat to their quote-unquote democracy that is not a democracy at all. And they're going to make excuses for why they are allowed to do it. Look what they did with Rudy Giuliani. I don't believe for one second. He was under investigation previously. We knew that during the Trump administration, he'd been under investigation.
Oh yeah.
But the search warrant and the public shaming and all the rest of it, it's all part of the plan.
Yeah. Remember, they knocked on Hillary's door. They had to leave their guns, obviously, but they had to leave all their recording equipment. They couldn't write anything down.
Right.
They were in there for 3 hours having tea and crumpets, probably. Where was the report on? And you know, it's amazing to me. You have all those agents in there. What was that? It was on a Saturday morning.
Right.
And I think I was joking with some people online about it. And what's his name? On Tuesday morning, comes out with his ruling there that there's nothing here and nothing that anybody's going to go after. I'm thinking to myself, Comey. I'm thinking, really? So your guys couldn't take notes out of their memory. They wrote everything down for you on Sunday. You looked at it Monday and decided by Tuesday morning, nothing to see here, go home.
Right.
And then everybody else, Roger Stone and the rest of them, you got to slam doors down for people who can barely walk.
Or fabricate filings in the Flynn case.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are absolutely soulless.
Yeah.
And again, where are the good Dems? Where are the people standing up and saying, no, I don't like this process. This isn't honest. This isn't open.
It's the fair. You know that. You know how it works up there.
Right.
And just like it does in Sacramento. It's kind of like you don't toe the line. You get the old closet becomes your office.
Right.
And I don't care that you don't have any place to sleep, you know. You're at the mercy of the Speaker of the House. And they're awful. And look at Nancy Pelosi. I mean, you know, you and I talked about this a long time ago, about the problem that she was going to have with the crew. And she's having that problem. And I don't think she doesn't have what it takes anymore to fix that, does she?
I don't think she ever did, to be perfectly frank. I mean, Nancy Pelosi hasn't been on the ball for 20 years. And so to suddenly expect her to suddenly walk in and take control and act and instead of smiling and going through her talking points and you know, trying not to slur her words. I mean, aside from that, what is Nancy Pelosi doing at this point?
Oh, nothing.
Right.
She really, and they love her.
I don't get it.
You talk to people up there, they love her. I don't get it. I just don't.
I don't.
All right, Scott, where do they find you?
Redstate.com.
That's good enough. So I'm a senior host. Hey, people. God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week. And we're here every day. Check us out at TheRealSide.com.